The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com. Moberly Regional Medical Center.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Tuesday, May the 13th. We're going to talk about a really important organization that we are privileged to have here in Central Missouri, and that is the Voluntary Action Center, or VAC. Nick Foster is with us. Good to have you here.
Thanks,
Nick.
Paul.
You are the director of Voluntary Action Center.
That's right.
We go back many, many, many years with this organization with Cindy Mustard when she was there running it. And I know firsthand how important the Voluntary Action Center is to this community, and not just Columbia, but the entire Central Missouri community. I can remember when we were doing Pepper and Friends, we would get calls from people who needed help with one thing or another. The first thing that would pop into my mind is call Cindy down at the Voluntary Action Center. And your organization always came through for them.
Well, you're not the only one. A lot of people call us, and a lot of people think of us in just that way. And we're grateful for that. We want to be that kind of agency. And I have to tell you that I'm still a relative newcomer to this community. I've lived here for almost 4 years now. And when I moved here, I became aware of what VAC does, and I came to appreciate it already, recognized that it had a great reputation in the community. So I feel it a privilege to be a part of it and what we're doing every day. And it really does belong to the community. This, we don't have a national affiliation with anyone. We belong to Boone County.
So explain to somebody listening today or maybe new, explain what the Voluntary Action Center does.
I'm glad to do that. We do a lot of things, but we've basically broken down all of our services into four areas. So we help in the areas of health, employment, education, and housing. So that in health, that's usually something like a copay on a prescription, maybe some gas to get to a medical appointment. With employment, it might be a new uniform to get started at work, or it might be an ID so you can complete an application to start work. With education, we do pay some fees, but a lot of what we do is the Youth Enrichment Fund, and that provides scholarships for kids to be involved in extracurricular activities, so everything from football to music lessons. And then in housing, emergency motel stays, one or two nights in a motel if someone's in between places for housing. And then rental assistance, something that's growing for VAC right now, where we really help people in some major ways to either move into housing since they've been homeless, or to stay in housing when it might come under threat for any number of reasons. So we cover a lot of territory. We do a lot of seasonal things as well. This summer we'll be involved in Lunch in the Park. We'll also be distributing fans again this summer for people to help them with the heat and air conditioner window unit exchange as well. At the end of the summer, we'll be doing a school supply drive and providing those things for kids as they get ready to go back to school.
Now, let's say somebody comes to you and they don't have the money to pay their rent, or they don't have the money to continue making their mortgage payments. Where do they start, and how do you help with this?
Well, we don't help with mortgage payments because we don't have funding for that.
But you do with rent.
With rent, we do. In that case, we do what we do largely with every other service we provide. We need to know that they are a resident of Boone County, so we ask people to bring with them a recent piece of mail with their address so that we'll know that they are a resident. Proof of any and all income that they have as a household. And then proof of identification for everyone who lives in that household. So we sit down with them, and actually there's an application for rental assistance. There's an application process that they go through. We double-check to be sure that they qualify by income. For all of our services, we provide that at 200% and below of the federal poverty guidelines.
Yeah.
But for some of we have several streams for rental assistance, and some of them require something significantly lower than that, actually. So we go through all of that with them. They very often have to come back more than once because there are other things they need to get.
But the important thing is there is hope. There is assistance, and there is hope.
Right.
All of this takes money. Now, you're having You're having a fundraiser on May
22nd.
May 22nd. Okay.
That's right.
That's on a Thursday
night.
May 22nd. Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
It's called Spring into Action. We've been doing this for a long, long time. This goes back to the days with Cindy Mustard, of course, and we've been doing it sort of our premier event. I think it's the signature event, I say, for Voluntary Action Center. It's a time for a meal. It's a time for people to hear about what VAC is doing. And this year, we're going to do what we did last year, and that is to reveal the photographs of those who are going to be featured in the calendar that we're putting together. The calendar for this year is already out, and people are using it for 2014. We'll be doing another one for 2015. So we've got 12 different groups that are lined up. They've already had their photos taken, and that night we're going to reveal everything about who they are and the photos that have been taken.
Okay, so this is it's kind of a fun evening, but it's a fundraiser.
It is. It's a fundraiser in terms of the tickets that people buy to be there that night. We do a little bit of fundraising for the direct services as well that night. We have some fun with the raffle, and then the donation stage for the calendar will begin. Each one of these 12 groups that's had their photo taken is in a pitched battle to win the being featured also on the cover. So the group that raises the most money will be on the cover.
Are they
so
trying to raise money that night?
They'll start that night, but then it'll go actually through the through most of the month of July.
Okay.
We'll stop around the 26th of July.
So if you want to attend, there is still time. I think you have a couple more days to get your tickets.
That's right. We ask people to do that by the 15th, so that's coming up.
So how do they get their tickets?
Well, they can do that by going online to our website, vacmo.org. Click on the banner for Spring into Action, and that'll take you to a page that'll give you a link to a place where you can register online, or you can send in something directly to our office, or you can call us. Call us at 874-2273.
Okay. And the donation for the evening?
$75.
Okay. Per person.
Per person.
And you get
right.
a meal, and you get to meet a lot of nice people.
You have a great time. It's a fun night. It really is.
And it's going to be at the University Club.
At the University Club, that's right.
Okay,
we'll have different food stations set up, and you kind of go and pick out what you want to eat. It's pretty cool.
Okay. If you want more information, the phone number for Voluntary Action Center is
874-2273.
And if somebody listening to us today needs some assistance, again, that would be...
That's the number to call, 874-2273, or if you know someone that you think might need it. And I really encourage people to call before they come to our office to be sure that there's a service we can provide. And very often we cannot do that, and we are able to refer folks to other services in the community.
Mm-hmm. Are you still in need of volunteers to help?
Right now we're looking for volunteers to help us with lunch in the park. That's a noontime meal that happens all summer long at Douglas Park. We do this in partnership with the health department. And we pull together the volunteers for that.
Okay.
So if you're interested in doing it, it's just an hour or so during the noon hour.
Okay, that's the same telephone number to call.
That's
Voluntary
it.
Action Center. Thank you so much,
thanks,
Nick Foster,
Paul.
For coming by. Tomorrow, Dr. David Newman will be our guest. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwehr, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Something you'd like to hear or see, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. I'd love to hear from you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Thank you, Nick.